Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:13-14. The law which was given through Moses had stipulated that if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree. But thou shalt in any wise bury him that day, for he that is hanged is accursed of God. That the land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Deuteronomy 21:22-23. Christ became a curse by taking our sins upon himself as he died upon the cross. God hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Christ has purchased us from the curse of the law, for the law had no power to take away sin. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Hebrews 10:1-4. Christ has, in his being hanged on the tree, provided a lasting sacrifice of redemption for all of humanity. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9:12. Christ has redeemed us from the law because he was able to provide what the law could not. In the hanging of Christ upon the tree, the blessing of Abraham came upon all men. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Galatians 4:4-7. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.